Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Nikki Haley is pledging to remain in the 2024 presidential race, affirming her commitment during a campaign event in her home state Tuesday.
I'm willing to take the cuts, the bruises, and the name-calling, because the only way you get to the blessing is by going through the pain.
Despite trailing former President Trump by a big margin in polls leading up to Saturday's South Carolina primary, she's dismissed calls for her to withdraw from the race. Coastal California communities from San Luis Obispo all the way south to Long Beach continue facing threats from flooding and mudslides as drenching atmospheric river storms continue to pummel the state. Areas of the Southern California region were forecast to see anywhere between a half inch to another inch or so of rainfall Wednesday. Already 8 to 12 inches of rainfall has come to those areas. Also, snowmelt remains a concern. More economic sanctions are being placed against Russia.
The U.S. is gearing up to impose significant new sanctions on Russia following the death of Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny.
I told you we'd be announcing sanctions on Russia. We'll have a major package announced on Friday.
President Biden says the sanctions aim to hold Russia responsible for Navalny's death and for its actions during the conflict in Ukraine.
USA's John Schaefer. The planned merger of several major TV streaming platforms is now being challenged in a new lawsuit filed in New York by Fubo TV. The company is suing Disney, Fox, and Warner Brothers, alleging a long history of anti-competitive practices. Fubo TV says if those companies are allowed to enter the live sports streaming business, it will kill the competition. And the College Football Playoff Board of Managers is approving a model for the new 12-team playoff. It would ensure the five highest-ranked conference champions will be part of the expanded playoff this fall. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com. Including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Capital murder charges and the weight of a possible death penalty case are now coming for suspected child killer Don McDougal in Houston. Local deputies are linking him to the recent disappearance and death of an 11-year-old girl, Audrey Cunningham. Her body found 6 days after she went missing in a river not far from where she lived.
My heart aches with this news, and I express with my deepest sympathies and condolences to everyone who knew, who cared for, and loved Audrey.
Byron Lyons is the sheriff in Polk County, Texas. Investigators say McDougal was a family friend to the girl who lived out behind the family home. Regardless of the outcome in South Carolina, Nikki Haley says she's not leaving the GOP presidential race,
affirming her commitment during a campaign event in her home state Tuesday.
I'm willing to take the cuts, the bruises, and the name-calling.
Despite trailing former President Trump by a significant margin in polls leading up to Saturday's South Carolina primary, Haley has dismissed calls for her to withdraw.
USA's John Schaefer. Two giants have merged in the credit world. Corey Myers has more.
Capital One Financial buying Discover Financial Services for $35 billion, bringing together two of the nation's credit card companies. It is an all-stock transaction, and under those terms, Discover Financial shareholders will receive Capital One shares valued at nearly $140.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, first of all, I got to tell you, you got to quit listening to the elites, okay? These people think they know what they're talking about. It's clear, you know, they're self-appointed. That's really what it comes down to. I mean, it's kind of a joke, you know, when you listen to some of their reasoning. And I don't blame you. I mean, you're okay. Your ears are, you're okay. And your eyes are okay. You're seeing it exactly as it is. It just makes no sense whatsoever. Rick Manning is with us. Rick, of course, is the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, don't you just, you know, for a moment want to transcend yourself just to find, you know, maybe it's Middle America, parts of the country. Maybe even there's probably some normal parts in New York where you could sit down and talk to people where they don't feel like they have to look over their shoulder. Because I remember having a conversation with someone when last time I was in New York City, and they kept looking over their shoulder. And I said, what is wrong? They go, this is New York. And it reminded me of one time I was on a skiing vacation and I was in Utah, right? And the women next to me, you know, because the Mormon faith has a certain demeanor and decorum. And the women were speaking, you know, quite liberally and against orthodoxy of the Mormon church. And oh my gosh, the husbands were like freaking out, red in the face, you know, trying to keep it down. And, it's just hysterical. But the elites today, they have no, they have no shame about them. They just, you know, speak from on high as if they know so much. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi, when she was talking about, remember all these the people that were involved in the impeachment, you know, she goes, these people are so great. They could be working for other jobs. I go, please let them go work for other jobs because the job they're doing for us sucks. I mean, at that point, I think we were 25 million or trillion in debt. And so the reason I'm saying all this is, you know, John Lott sent me this piece, and it's about the 2024 Presidential Greatness Project Expert Survey. Did you hear about this?
I have not.
And they do this all the time. And of course, interesting now because we're, you know, selection season. So you got to do this deal. So they conducted this over the holidays, you know, this from November 15th to the 31st. And these are all these supposedly self-appointed elites, Presidential Greatness Project experts, you know, that have all come together to rank the presidents. And I mean, this is bizarroville. And I'll just tell you right off the bat, of the 45 presidents, Joe Biden in their ranking is in the top 15. Joe Biden, he's not even finished. Well, he is kind of finished, but he's not even completed, you know, his self-appointed, You know, I mean, wow. It's been our sentence that we've had to deal with. He ranks 14th. Donald Trump is last, 45.
Of course. Of course.
Of course.
See, yeah, but it's a, listen, Bill, this is, you know, somebody got money from some source like group and said, here, come, the objective here is to put something out that people who have just woke up from a coma will look at and say, oh, Joe Biden's clearly better than Donald Trump because he's ranked in the top 15 and Donald Trump's the rated 45th.
Right.
And so you'll have a, and so this is part of the, you know, it's just one more drop in trying to persuade, truthfully, the people who typically make the decisions, not the people who are paying attention, but the people who wake up about, you know, October of presidential election year, say, oh, yeah, I've got to, I need to vote.
Right.
And, you know, this is the kind of garbage that can be shoved down their throat and be thought of as being, you know, legitimate.
Well, the thing is that they use this as a rudder, you know, for people's votes and conversation. Lincoln is ranked number one ahead of FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Washington, he dropped down from number two. He's now number three this year. It's like, you know, just looking at that, I mean, you know, you don't even have to
hold
go
on,
too far. Just,
what did Washington do or FDR do in the last year that changed their ranking?
Well, it's just,
they're both gone for 100 years. I mean, let's just see. So what did they, or at least FDR is 80. So what did FDR do in his presidency that jumped him one place? And what did, you know, Washington, I guess, he got a strike against him for being a founding father.
Right.
And consequently, did you know he owned slaves? I didn't know. It's like these guys are buzzers. Bottom line is, anybody who sits there and thinks that Joe Biden is in the top 15 is either someone who is advocating fundamental change in America and see Joe Biden's effort to destroy the country as part of that fundamental change, or they are, they probably do really well at playing a pinball machine back in the rock opera Tommy by the Who.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look at this. Obama is now number seven. He moved up 9 points. So what did Obama, I mean, to your point, what did Obama do this past year that would have moved him up?
He gets double presidency because it's his third term, and so he gets credit for both Biden and his own presidency. So
maybe that's the point.
It's just a recognition of the string pulling, I guess.
You move him ahead of Ike, you know, of Eisenhower, okay,
right.
Post World War II president, and Obama's. I mean, it's like, all right, let's bring out another. Nobel Peace Prize, you know, just because, you know, for him.
Well, you know, this is once again, if you got to have Obama moving up in retrospect from somewhere in the middle of the pack up in the top 10 in order to justify his first lady having a credence as a potential replacement for that top 15.
Quite possibly. Yeah. See, the point again is this is the elites telling you, Rick, the elites, you know, these supposedly brilliant people are telling you how you should think and where you should rank these. I mean, regardless of, it's like, what's the criteria? I mean, you look at the history of our country, but I guess if you erase that, you etch-a-sketch all these great things that some of these presidents, like Ronald Reagan fell down 5 steps. He's ranked 16th. Ronald Reagan.
So Ronald Reagan is below Biden.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's two steps. I mean, this is how absurd this is. But, you know, but what happens is you look at this, like you said, you're going to discount it right from the get-go. Because, you know, Biden is, I mean, Nixon now, of course, he's at 35. So he's down. So it's like basically anybody that was Republican is down. The Democrats are up. The socialists are really up. And Donald Trump
almost fell off the chart altogether. They just can't even find a lower spot than 45 because we're only at 45.
Amazing. Well, not surprising, but amazing. It's a just going to show there is no objectivity in so-called academia.
Exactly. And again, it's the elites trying to tell you how you should think and what you should think. More from Rick Manning on the other side. Stay with us.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Mozambique has faced extreme turmoil throughout its history. As a result of this turbulence, many people of Mozambique are searching for stability and substance, but they often don't know where to look. In 2021, the Tide Ministry began working in the region to point people to Christ and is seeing an incredible response. Young churches are often led by pastors who are illiterate and have very few resources. Some don't even have a Bible. For many, our radio broadcasts are their only access to Scripture and solid biblical teaching. Our boots on the ground have even been contacted by a regional penitentiary and asked to put together a weekly Bible lesson for the inmates. Please pray for the ongoing success of our outreach in Mozambique. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
With Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. I'm Bill Martinez. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Rick and I were just talking off air. As a little bit later on, we've got a real treat for you. My good friend John Schlitt, the former lead singer of Petra, is going to be with us. We're going to play a couple cuts from his album.
He's got a new release coming out called History. It's a deluxe edition, just of him alone. And in fact, Rick, we were just talking, you know, and we were talking about this possibility because I said, John, you know, I'd love to hear an album, a CD of you just singing classic gospel songs, you know, a la, you know, Rod Stewart, what Rod Stewart did with some of the classic music and with John Schlitz. Voice and his power and passion and that sort of thing. He goes, yeah, Bill. He goes, I'd love to do that. He goes, are you hearing an orchestra? I mean, so to speak. I said, oh yeah, full blown. We'll have orchestration. We do all this stuff. He says, okay, we got to get somebody to fund this deal. And I said, yeah, I'm on a mission. So anyway, and you were talking about that you had a chance to see, you know, Petra here recently, and you were just, incredibly surprised.
They came in. They were in a sauna venue north of Baltimore, and they just blew the doors out. It was high energy. Mm. It was rock and roll. I mean, just be clear. This was an old fashioned rock and roll concert. It was just incredible. The energy and the power and his vocals were just spot on.
Yeah.
There was I actually had to look up the people's ages. Said this can't be the original band. It can't be the original band. And yet, lo and behold, I'm sitting there going, my wife was looking at me and said, you got no excuse for having no energy. That guy's been up on stage jumping around for 2 hours and just really hammering the vocals. Just incredible. So anybody gets a chance to pick up something from Petro or see them in concert, it is really, really, really worth it. That is my unpaid endorsement.
I appreciate that.
To give that endorsement. It was well worth it.
Exactly. Well, John and the boys will appreciate that, without a doubt. Well, for those that are cheering, Rick, over Trump's $350 million fine, cheer on, because what are you going to do when it's your turn in the barrel, right?
I think New York State has just committed suicide. Yeah. You get right down to it. They, that they're in trouble because the governor came out and met with business leaders and said, well, that doesn't really apply to you. It only applies to Donald Trump.
Right.
And, every single real estate developer looks around and says, if they can make up valuations of property and then convict me for actually having accurately valued property where I paid the loan back, and the bank who lent it to me was happy and wants to lend to me again.
Mm-hmm.
If I can be charged with a crime and have my wealth confiscated by a New York judge, I'm not going to do business there. And it is a disaster and should be a disaster for the state of New York and for New York City. It's the very fact, the other piece of this law that is insane, is in order to appeal this decision by this judge, Donald Trump has to put up a bond equal to the amount, not 10%, equal to the amount of the judgment. Hence, he literally will have to either borrow against borrow $350 million, which will cost.
Well, they're saying the bond could total upwards of $400 million by the time you add some other.
Yeah, because they're counting in the $80 million that
E. Jean Carroll
she got because she called Donald Trump a rapist in a book, admittedly on the stand because she wanted to get more book sales. And so she called him rapist. And he said, she's not I didn't rape her. She's ugly. And so Donald Trump defamed her to the tune of $83 million because he denied raping her, using her lack of physical attractiveness as a primary defense, in the public venue. And so that $83 million, all I know is, If you step foot in the city of New York, you better not say anything because if you even open your mouth, somebody's going to be coming after your money or your time in terms of throwing you in jail. It is a disaster for the state economically. Donald Trump will prevail because these are garbage charges, but it shows you the danger of how do you live in a country?
Yeah.
How do you live in a country or a state?
A state, because state. Well, this is the deal. You got to save them from themselves, Rick.
But we have interstate commerce in this country, okay?
Yes.
And if you're sitting there and you have a business located in Texas, but you do business in New York because you have customers that buy stuff in New York, you are, or California for that matter, under those circumstances, given the speciousness of the charges against Trump, they literally could go after your business and say every sale that you've done in New York, you now owe. We can confiscate it because we don't like the way you do business.
Yeah, and here you got all the truckers, and the truckers are revolting. And I'm going, the heck with the truckers. Where's the other businesses? You know, when this came down last week, and I was talking with Liz Peek from Fox News and the former Wall Street analyst, and I said, here New York is dying for money. They're upside down. Billions of dollars here in their budget, and they're chasing business away. Their tax base, you know, they're going bye bye. And you know, how are they going to recover, Rick?
They're not. I mean, that's the thing. They're not. It's a, you know, Ayn Rand wrote a book called Atlas Shrugged a long time ago.
Yes, yeah,
it's really based on a city like New York. But the fact of the matter is, people who invest, people who actually make money, who invest in cities, who build restaurants and other things, who go have investment capital there, are going to say, I can't do that in that environment. They're going to walk away. And the people who are going to be left behind are effectively going to be sitting there saying, what happened? How come we have all these skyscrapers that are empty?
Exactly.
And that's what's going to happen to New York. They're going to be an empty skyscraper, and they've brought it upon themselves. The fact of the matter is, the damage done cannot be undone, because every single person who invests, at least in real estate, knows that if they say the wrong thing in the city of New York or anywhere in the world, a judge in New York can take away their wealth. It can steal their wealth.
Do you think it's exclusive?
False pretense.
Do you think it's exclusive to real estate? I think anybody does business whatsoever, they'll come up with some sort of premise, right?
Of course. Well, I just use real estate because I know, because I read about two or three different real estate developers who were saying, I'm no longer doing business in New York, or I was going to enter the New York market, and I'm now not going to do it. So the immediate impact is real estate, because the whole fraud charge was based on a dispute over valuation of property. And ultimately, the valuation of the property is determined by the bank who's willing to loan you the money or not. Well, the state of New York decided they knew what the valuation of the property was better than the bank. And as a result, they said Donald Trump defrauded the bank. The bank testified they weren't defrauded.
Exactly.
The bank said, we want to do business with them again. But New York was intent upon, because it was Donald Trump taking his property. And given that, a state that's underwater with money, and if they discover that simply by making up false charges, they can steal people's wealth, guess what? You know, that's a ready way to punish your political enemies.
Exactly.
Whose political system is well-renowned for doing just that. They're done politically. They're done economically.
Rick, the empirical evidence of what Donald Trump did for New York, I mean, the list of positive developments, what he has done for New York, is incredible. I don't know another individual, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that has done more to help New York City than anybody else, any other investor. I mean, go back historically. I mean, you know, back to the early founders of New York. I mean, Donald Trump ranks up there. It's not like this goofy presidential ranking thing. I mean, you can just look at it, just the empirical and practical evidence of what he has done. Unbelievable.
Well, no good deed goes unpunished in the socialist world if you don't bow the knee. And that is that's what happened in New York. It's a disgrace. And, you know, ultimately the market will prevail and they will die as a result. I just hope the country doesn't die in the meantime.
Yeah, I'm with you. President for Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning. Thank you, Rick.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own.
Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
USA News Update. Coastal California communities from San Luis Obispo all the way south to Long Beach continue facing threats from flooding and mudslides as drenching atmospheric river storms continue to pummel the state. Areas of the Southern California region were forecast to see anywhere between a half inch to another inch or so of rainfall Wednesday. Already 8 to 12 inches of rainfall has come to those areas. Also, snowmelt remains a concern. Trial involving lyrics to Hotel California starts Wednesday in Lower Manhattan. The 1977 Eagles hit was written out by hand, but soon after lost. A rare book dealer and memorabilia seller is being accused of selling the lyrics to auction houses while knowing the lyrics had been stolen. That dealer's attorneys, though, argue their client is innocent. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Bill Martinez here. We've got the one and only Bill Pasco. Yes, the Tea Party Patriot Citizens Fund political director and TPP's man in Washington. Mr. Bill, how are we doing, buddy?
Good to be with you, Bill. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I appreciate this latest report that we're going to talk about. It seems the government is not interested in doing much to secure our elections. Number one question that I'm getting, probably you as well, is do we have confidence that the 2024 election will be free and fair? Because it doesn't seem like anything different is happening to preserve and protect the integrity of said election.
Well, you're right. We've still got about 30% of the country isn't sure that the last presidential election was secure. So as we look forward to 2024, you know, that's something that Tea Party Patriots and Tea Party Patriots Citizens Fund have been working on all over the country. Jenny Beth Martin has been leading discussions, conversations, and training sessions in the 2022 cycle. Tea Party Patriots Action trained 20,000 citizen activists all over the country in how to become not just poll watchers, but actual poll workers. And there's a huge difference.
Yes.
People need to understand this. A poll watcher can be kept outside the crucial areas where decisions are being made. A poll worker, on the other hand, is right there at the center of the action, cannot be barred from those discussions, cannot be barred from that decision-making process. It's a more rigorous training, a more rigorous process to become an actual poll worker. But, you know, one of the benefits is you actually get paid for your time instead of just working as a volunteer.
And
that's something that we're really, really pushing our activists to do, is to become poll workers in time for the 2024 election.
we saw how that was greatly missing in the 2020 election, where how many watches were left on the outside and not allowed or kept at a distance where it was near impossible for them to really be the kind of observers that, Americans needed to secure the vote.
Exactly. We saw those famous videos, the video clips of people actually being kept outside with windows being covered in cardboard. You remember, mm-hmm. you remember that? Those were poll
yes, exactly.
watchers that were being mm-hmm. kept outside. And mm-hmm. as I said, if it's better to be a poll watcher than just to sit on your sofa eating bonbons and watching election returns on Fox News or wherever you get your news from. It's better to be a poll watcher than to do that. But it's mm-hmm. much better to be a poll worker. That way they can't send you outside and say, no, you're just an observer. You can observe from that spot over there 75 feet away. We'll give you a pair of binoculars if you really want to see what we're doing here.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
So this is something that we are really, really pushing hard. We've got 20,000 trained in the last cycle. We're trying to train at least that many in this cycle. And one of the things that we're seeing, in fact, is we just came out of the field with a new survey. We asked John McLaughlin, the president's pollster, to go into the field and test the question of non-citizen voting. Listen, mm-hmm. you and I know that we've had a surge at the southern border for 3 years now, ever since the day Joe Biden took the oath of office. He reversed policy, and we've seen a surge at the southern border like we've never seen before. This country has never seen, by the government's own numbers, we've got at least 7 million illegal aliens. That doesn't count the known gotaways. And worse, it doesn't at all count the unknown gotaways. We have no idea how many people came in that we don't know about. But there's at least 7 million. Now, stop and think about that. The last election, Joe Biden, if we are to believe the numbers that we got in the last election, Joe Biden won the last election in three states by a total of 44,000 votes. Before that, 4 years before that, in 2016, we know that Donald Trump defeated Hillary Clinton also in three states by a total of 77,000 votes. So these are very close run elections.
Stop
and think about it. We've got 7 million illegal immigrants have come across the line just in the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
If just 1% of them were registered to vote and voted, that's 70,000 votes right there. That's enough to tip a presidential election. For
exactly.
goodness sake. The American people are terribly concerned about it. So we went into the field with a survey, and here are the numbers that we got. 86.7% agreed with the statement that proof of United States citizenship should be required to register to vote in American elections. 87%, for goodness sake. 86% say only U.S. citizens should be allowed to vote. So there's two slightly different things. Should be U.S. citizenship should be required for registering to vote, and then U.S. citizenship obviously should be required to actually go ahead and vote. These are high numbers. You don't get in a poll, you don't get 86% of people agreeing that the sun rises in the east. For
exactly.
This.
Exactly.
But they agree that. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is why we got to have voter ID. Because how else are you going to monitor this? I mean, this is what happens in the polling stations. They're so overwhelmed just processing people, trying to get them through, that they're really, it's hard for them to be vigilant and to do an adequate job. And so we've been kind of loosey-goosey on this. We've been kind of groomed over the years to accept a certain amount of waste or illegal voting because the argument is, oh, it wouldn't have made a difference anyway when they look at the numbers. But boy, what happened in 2020 and, of course, what's coming out ever so painfully drip by drip here, Bill, is that we're finding out in some of these key states that we're not talking, 10,000 votes. We're talking hundreds of thousands of votes in some of these swing states that was absolutely critical and would have made all the difference in who's in the Oval Office at this very moment.
That's right. So the American people want proof of citizenship to be required to register and to vote. We got a couple mm-hmm. pieces of legislation that have been introduced. I don't think there's yet a consensus piece of legislation. There's a simple question. Should the burden be on the individual to present proof of citizenship, or should the burden be on the state officials? Frankly, as I look at the legislation, I think, well, the legislation ought to require state registration officials. Let's hold somebody accountable.
Yes.
Let's point the finger and say, okay.
They're the ones that certify the vote, Bill.
That's exactly right.
Right. So they have the ultimate responsibility. That's where the buck stops. But as an individual citizen, yes, we have a responsibility to the rest of the citizens of this country, because it's we the people. It's not I the person. It's we the people. We're in this boat together.
You're exactly right. Now, there's a second difference between, for instance, the two pieces of legislation we're talking about, one introduced by Keith Self, one introduced by Pat Fallon. One of them makes it a crime to register to vote somebody who doesn't offer proof of citizenship. I kind of like that.
I agree.
Let's have some stick about this.
Exactly.
As we used to say. So let's take it seriously. This is the most serious thing we do. You know, the Constitution says, in several different places, the Constitution guarantees citizens the right to vote. What the Constitution does not say, because nobody considered this a possibility at the time, the Constitution does not, there's one word missing. It doesn't say that only citizens can vote. It didn't occur to the founders that anybody would try to make non-citizens available to vote. And yet, we see in San Francisco, right around here on the other side of the Potomac River in Tacoma Park, Maryland, they allow non-citizens to vote in local elections. This is crazy. This is screwy. This is nuts. This is not what the Constitution envisioned. And, you know, if it hadn't been for the fact, if anybody 250 years ago had suggested to the founders that, oh, by the way, we're not going to have a difference between citizens and non-citizens. The right of citizenship will not include the exclusive right to vote, to make decisions about who's going to lead the country, which means who's going to decide the policies under which we will all live. No. That's not going to be exclusive to citizens. There's no reason to become a citizen. Why take on the burdens of citizenship if we're going to allow non-citizens to vote? Let's make it easy for non-citizens to vote. The founders would have looked at them and said, dude, get the heck out of here. That is the craziest talk we've ever heard.
Exactly. Well, God bless you, Bill, for all the great work and the Tea Party Patriots Action is doing on behalf of we the people to secure the election. The evidence is there. 87% agree. There must be proof of United States citizenship. And so we need to get Congress to act on that to make sure that it becomes the law of the land. And this will go a long way in securing our elections to make sure they are free and fair. Bill Pascoe, thank you so much. Appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Bill.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kids.
Yeah! Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, great to have you with us. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour right now. Eric Rourke is going to be joining us. He's the director of research with Numbers USA. I'm going to be talking about this new documentary, America Invaded. It explores the national security vulnerabilities created by open border policies, and it asks the critical question, is our country safer today after 9/11? Huh? Think about that. Wow. Pretty crazy. But, you know, it's where we are right now, and, you know, there are forces, you know, within our government and the bureaucracy that somehow thinks that there's something positive of all this, you know, in terms of the open border. I mean, it's one thing to have migrants coming in that are not beholden to anybody. I mean, just, you know, like most migrants coming to the United States and, you know, when we think of the Statue of Liberty and how this country was founded and how immigration, you know, participated, it was so critical, you know, to the development of this country. But here it is, we're letting in an element of people that are beholden to cartels. And last I checked, I don't think the cartels believe in the U.S. Constitution. Eric Rourke is with us now. Eric, good to have you with us. How are you, sir? Eric, I'm not hearing you. Okay, Eric, can you hear me? Okay, there you go. All right. I just wanted to make sure that we were connected, Eric. So, Eric, of course, the director of research with Numbers USA. Eric, I don't think the cartel adheres to the U.S. Constitution, do they? I mean, did all of a sudden, has something changed philosophically that I'm not aware of?
Not to my knowledge, they don't. I don't think that's something they swear allegiance to.
So here it is. We get, I'd say 99%, if not 100% of these illegal immigrants that are coming in have sworn an allegiance by coercion, you know, to the cartels. So how does that work here in America? How can we count on these immigrants coming in and doing us no harm?
Well, this is something you always point out, and it's, you know, it's an important point, is that people are paying the cartels, and our government, the United States government, is in effect completing the smuggling or trafficking process for the cartels.
Yeah, and we've become a travel agency, basically, for illegal immigration, right?
For illegal immigration, you're right about that.
Right.
And most people who are coming aren't coming to, you know, commit crimes or, you know, to commit acts of terror, but some people are, and they get in the same way. Our government isn't doing anything to determine who should be let in and who shouldn't. They're saying if you show up at the border, there's a good chance we're going to release you into the United States. It doesn't matter who you are or what you want to do.
Right. Well, I think a lot of people come, like you say, you know, just thinking, okay, there's opportunity in them, there are hills. And they start heading north. And then when they get to the border and they deal with the cartels break it down for them and say, okay, this is what it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you your daughter. Your daughter, we own your daughter. And she's going to be sex trafficked. Or, you know, she's going to be utilized as a tool, as an agent of the cartels. And they may not find out about it until it is time for them to cross. And so what do? They're coerced, they're compelled, without any exception, you know, to participate in sex trafficking, to participate in drug smuggling, or any other illegal activity of the cartels. Because what we're realizing and what the FBI is telling us is that the cartels have a supply chain that is not, it doesn't stop at the southern border. The supply chain goes well into every state of the union, Eric. I mean, this is quite an enterprise, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely it is. And then that's the other side often tends to present this as a humanitarian issue, right? People are showing up. We must let them in. There's nothing humanitarian about these policies. And the solution isn't to just let everyone in. Because, you know, no matter what we do, until our government decides to take control of the border, the cartels are in control and will continue to control the southern border. And so it's a humanitarian crisis, but it's one of our own making.
Without a doubt. And the thing is that the humanitarian crisis will go on for at least a generation, because it's going to take at least that for the people to, you know, figure out, okay, how do I assimilate with the sword of Damocles over my head, being held by the cartels and doing their bidding, how long do I tolerate that, or how long do I have to pay the indentured servitude price before I'm released, if ever I'm released, so that I can assimilate and be able to participate in the American dream, whatever's left of it.
That's right. And, you know, you've been banging this drum for a long time, but we need people to point this out, that, you know, yes, America has had a history of immigration. We need immigrants. We'd like to extend the offer to people to come here, but we have to look at it rationally. And, you know, I pointed this out earlier in an interview I did. I'm not a national security expert, but you don't have to be to see what's happening right in front of your eyes and to say, this is going to cause a problem. Boy, it already is causing a problem.
Well, look at New York. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's real obvious, but we already know from the Remembrance Project, in every state of the union, a citizen has been killed at the hands of an illegal immigrant. So,
and these are preventable crimes.
Yeah, exactly. And the evidence is there, and here we are. I mean, what did we have? Less than two dozen you know, terrorists on 9/11, and look at all the havoc and damage and carnage that they did. And here we've got hundreds of thousands, and we've got known terrorists on board. Right now, America is so vulnerable. I mean, we even have, you know, Middle East, you know, bad players like Hamas and Hezbollah with, you know, I'm told by the FBI that they are residing within the boundaries of the United States, within our borders. They're already here. So they're like Manchurian candidates just waiting for the signal. It does not bode well. Everything we're told, I mean, even you've got FBI Director Christopher Wray announcing last year saying, we got trouble. We're on red alert. And meanwhile, the Biden administration continues to leave the border open and just give people, a bunch of verbiage without any kind of action to do anything about the open border. I mean, it's just like, you know, forget about the signs, forget about the warnings, the dangers. We're just going to go. We're just hell bent to let in as many people as possible.
Well, that seems to be the objective, and you know, the argument is, most people aren't coming here to cause harm. That's true. But those who are still getting in the same way. They're going over the border and they're being released. And as you say, it makes no sense. There's no rationale, right? The number one priority should be national security. Let's make sure that we know who's getting in and we keep out as best we can. We can't keep everyone out, but we should at least put the effort in to trying to keep people out who want to cause us harm.
Well, there's a reason we have legal immigration, and the legal immigration gives the immigrants a fair opportunity to have a shot at the American dream. In this particular case, and this has been going on for a long time, and this is what really disgusts me, Eric, frankly, is that in the 80s, if you remember, the Democrats en masse went to President Ronald Reagan and said, look, just give us these 3 million immigrants, these illegals, and we'll give them amnesty. We'll never come back to the trough again. This is it. One time only, please. Just do this for us. And so what they do is President Ronald Reagan does that, and no sooner does that happen, the Democrats start working on another chapter. They just can't help themselves. And then what happens is then the Republicans, like Langford and the rest of them, they pick up the mantle, and they're getting pulled, as the left is so pulled, so extremely left, they pull conservatives and Republicans, you know, across the center line, and actually you got Republicans looking like the Democrats of old, and the Republican Party has been vacated. You know, for, you know, when you consider ideology and philosophy, and they think, oh, well, okay, well, and, you know, letting, you know, 5,000 people a day in is no big whoop, right? That's okay. That's a good compromise. Wait a minute. Why are you compromising?
Well, you're right about that. I mean, at this point, the objective is zero people coming over the border illegally. And you mentioned Senator Lankford, who negotiated this deal, and really it was McConnell and Schumer, but Lankford was the point person for the Republicans. What they said was 4,999 a day is acceptable.
Right? What a joke. What a joke.
That's the floor, yeah.
Right. Yeah. You know, they can't say 5,000. We're just going to say 499. What are we, a retail operation 5, here?
Yeah.
Like, you know, we got a special President's Day sale right now. You know, 4,999 today only. You know, it's like, give me a break. I mean,
and they were going to give them work permits.
Yeah,
and work
exactly.
Permits to everyone. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? I mean, on top of the EBT cards, $5,000 EBT cards, and you know, five-star hotel, you know, residencies, and you know, whatever else. I mean, this is all absurd. The new documentary, America Invaded. We got about 45 seconds left. Real quick, Eric, how can people see this?
Well, you can go to sensibleimmigration.com. You can click on the link there. You can go to America Invaded. .com and see it. It's a great, it's about how, you know, there's no rationale behind our border policy, and it's affecting us all. And 9/11, as terrible as it was, it's going to happen again if we don't wake up.
It's inevitable. That's the thing about all this, Eric, is that if you could come around and say, hey, but there's light at the end of the tunnel here. This is going to be a good thing. I don't see it in any measure, and I'm certainly not hearing it from Joe Biden or anybody else for that matter. Eric Rourke from Numbers USA. Thank you, Eric.
Grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.